In Oregon, voting is already underway. It's the only state that conducts elections entirely through the mail. It's also a hotly contested swing state. Democrats hold most statewide offices in Oregon, and the state has not chosen a Republican in 20 years. But as Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports, the state's voters tend to be fickle.
At the John Kerry for President campaign headquarters in Portland, State Campaign Manager Paige Richardson surveys the frenetic hustle and bustle of volunteers.
And this is the hum and the sound of victory. This hum means we are ready to win.
4 years ago, Al Gore won the state by just 6,700 votes. This time around, opinion polls show John Kerry holding a modest but steady lead, and Democrats have outpaced Republicans in voter registrations. But Richardson says even among Democrats, the Kerry campaign has to earn votes.
It's not that when people go in, you know, when I was a kid growing up in West Virginia, you know, you pulled the lever at the top and all the Democrats, and that was it. You'd vote straight ticket and there was a lever to do that. That's a foreign concept for Oregonians.
Nowhere is that independence more evident than in Clackamas County, just outside of Portland. Down Main Street in the biggest town here, Oregon City, Iraq is the most common issue mentioned by voters, followed by the state's high unemployment rate. It's not that voters here are undecided in the presidential election. It's that they're evenly divided and unpredictable. At Ollie's Skateboards, owner Sandy Ormandy is a registered Democrat, but she thinks Kerry is promising more than he can deliver, so she supports President Bush.
He's not necessarily my ultimate choice for the presidential, but I like him better than I do John Kerry. I'm just willing to give Bush a little longer to try and get us out of whatever we're in.
Down the street from the skateboard shop is the Cozy U. It's a yarn shop. That's where Janet Wynn knits in a rocking chair, chatting with the owner. Wynn has been a Republican for most of her life, but this year she will vote to get President Bush out of office.
I'd like to see somebody who's more thoughtful, and frankly, if he just had a little more brain power, that would delight me. I think a lot of people are just tied to Bush to stay the course and run the ship aground as far as they can go. I mean, go from one ocean to another. I don't know. How far can you run us aground?
But President Bush enjoys strong support just a few doors down. Karen Conway is co-owner of Time Mark Photo Restoration Shop and likes what she sees with the president.
He's just a real, true, down-to-earth person. And I don't believe that the other one can handle anything as far as war is concerned. He just scares me to death.
Sitting with Conway is Springer Smith. She's 19 years old and just started working here, so she can be forgiven if she shies away from disagreeing with her new boss. But she doesn't hesitate.
I think with Kerry's war experience, he'll try to get our soldiers out. I already lost 3 friends to this war, and I already lost them. I don't want to lose anybody else.
Most statewide elections in Oregon are won by candidates who appeal to the middle. That's how U.S. Senator Gordon Smith became the state's only Republican currently elected statewide. He expects the same suburban swing voters who picked him to also choose President Bush.
Because when he acts as a compassionate conservative, he is very appealing to the people of Oregon. And yet he can't get too far away from his base. You got to remember who sent you to the dance. And his base is conservative.
Smith says the president has got to be perceived as moderate in 2004 as he was in 2000, when he came within a hair of winning Oregon. One reason Mr. Bush got so close was the 77,000 votes cast for Ralph Nader. This year, Nader isn't on the ballot in Oregon, giving Democrats more hope the state will swing to John Kerry. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.